You are Locked On Broncos, your daily podcast on the Denver Broncos, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
This one's for Pat. The ball is free. Denver's got it. Touchdown, Denver.
Here's your host of Locked On Broncos, NFL analyst Cody Rourke.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Locked On Broncos. Tonight's show is brought to you by MyBookie.ag, the best premier sports book out there that will get you ready for the playoffs here in the NFL offseason, as well as the NBA. You can obviously have a different variety of ways to win money betting at MyBookie.ag. We'll talk about that a little bit later here in the show. But welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode. This is your host, Cody Rourke, and on tonight's show, we're going to break down the, obviously, divisional matchups across the National Football League, and we're going to give some predictions. I asked you guys on Twitter today over at Cody Rourke NFL what your predictions were, what your takes were, and the consensus was almost pretty close to what I kind of came through. We had some couple hot takes, man. Had a couple people say that Tennessee was going to be the upset special down there in New England. You never know in the National Football League. Marcus Mariota, he's a guy. He can do it all. He plays quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and offensive line. He can do it all. So we'll talk about the NFL divisional playoff matchups. I'll give my predictions here on tonight's episode of Locked On Broncos. No Broncos news today, but obviously some Broncos news for the forefront. Obviously in the weeks ahead, like I mentioned, the Broncos coaching staff gets to coach the Senior Bowl on the Northern Squad here at the end of the month down there in Alabama. And I tell you what, predominantly orange and the Locked On Podcast Network, they're going to be down there in Mobile for the Senior Bowl practices, for the Senior Bowl game. And you're going to hear some guests. You're going to hear Sarah Bettinger, editor over at Predominantly Orange that I work and I write alongside with. He's going to be here on the show every single day to talk about what he's seen from some top prospects that the Broncos are going to look at. Obviously, Josh Rosen being a guy. Obviously, Sam Darnold being a guy. As well as Baker Mayfield. Those are some potential options. Josh Allen even. Even though I'm not high on Josh Allen, he's going to get a look, obviously. And we get to see who the Denver Broncos could be interested in. Which guys meet with NFL executives. That's a perfect time for a lot of potential NFL prospects to start meeting with some teams and some pre-draft meetings. Tell you what, it gets exciting from here on out, folks. You got, obviously, the long month of February into March. We obviously have free agency, and that's going to be a frenzy. That's going to be a frenzy for a while. And then you have the draft. And the draft is one of the most exciting times of the year. And we're going to have a live Locked On Broncos show during the draft when the Denver Broncos pick at number 5. We're going to record it. We're going to be here live, and we're going to get the reaction. My reaction, the analyst's reaction of who the Broncos pick with the 5th pick of the draft. Heck, they could trade up. I don't know. But you can also catch me on Did You See That, the TV show. I was on it last year with Mike Ortiz Jr. over there. And I tell you what, it was phenomenal. The amount of feedback that we had, the amount of discussions we had with multiple NFL analysts during the draft live. We broke it down. We predicted the picks. You can see that live. Obviously, Did You See That is a very up-and-coming, promising sports sector, and I'm excited to be joining Mike Ortiz once again for Did You See That? The NFL Draft 2018. You can catch all the action on Twitter. I'll tweet the link out when we get there, but obviously that's in April, guys, so we got a lot of time between now and then. Obviously, a lot to talk about. Not a lot of Broncos news right now, but you know what? That's okay. We get to talk about the NFL in a broad spectrum because we're on the outside looking in. The Broncos didn't make the playoffs. I'm upset about it. I'm frustrated. But you know what? I had a lot of great conversations today with a lot of people out in the community about the Denver Broncos, and most people are along the same lines. We need to address the quarterback position. We need to address offensive line. We get that, and I think we're going to be okay. And I think you upgrade some positions on defense, and obviously a new special teams coordinator, and obviously Tom McMahon is going to be a big help for the Denver Broncos fixing up that area of the field, and that definitely plays a role. And the Broncos lost some games due to special teams specifically. So Tom McMahon's going to be a phenomenal guy for the job. I'm excited. We're going to get into that. Obviously, this summer, I will be at training camp covering the Denver Broncos. Now, I got to figure out my setup from taking all my studio equipment down there, do it remotely. That's going to be something I'm going to do. So I'm excited about it. We're going to be covering training camp, though, with predominantly orange as well. But obviously, like I said, Senior Bowl, predominantly orange. We're bringing you the heat. So let's get into, before we get into, obviously, talking about the NFL playoffs, we are going to talk about MyBookie.ag. Now, with the NFL playoffs being here finally, I want to tell you guys about what MyBookie.ag has to offer you. It's the number one online rated sports book out there. Now, with your fantasy football season being over, the only way to use sports knowledge is to win cash by betting at MyBookie.ag. Now, this sportsbook makes it easy to deposit, and it's even easier to cash out your winnings fast. Now, you receive your winnings within 48 hours. No more waiting a week, week and a half, or never getting your payout from somebody. You know, they have odds on everything, live betting, and an all-new prop builder. You get to create your own bet slips, and you get to bet how you want. If you bet your friends that LeBron will score 30-plus points and have 10-plus assists, why not bet on it at MyBookie.ag and put your money where your mouth is? You can bet from your desktop, you can bet from your tablet, or on their world-class mobile site that lets you bet anytime, anywhere. And the best thing about it is MyBookie offers the fastest, no-hassle payouts when you win. Join now, and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 50% bonus. All you have to do is use promo code LOCKEDON when making your account. Now visit MyBookie.ag today and bet on your internet's favorite sportsbook, where you play, you win, and you get paid, over at MyBookie.ag. So let's jump into it. Obviously, the NFL swing of things, the NFL divisional playoffs are here. We experienced a lackluster wild card round. The wild card playoffs really left a lot to be desired for the National Football League, specifically for the Tennessee Titans, for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And, you know, I felt there was a little bit more to be desired as well on the side of things for, obviously, these teams that are coming in there. Philadelphia has a tough matchup against the Atlanta Falcons. The Saints played very impressive against Cam Newton and the Panthers. Now, I have concerns about the Panthers. I have concerns, you know, not about the Panthers. I got concerns about the Saints due to what happened in the Panthers game. You have to factor in health. The Saints offensive line suffered some injuries. Andrews Pete out indefinitely. Broken, fractured fibula. He's done. That's going to be an area where Minnesota really picks apart. So we're going to talk about the matchup. I'm going to break it down and give you why I think this team's going to win. And I want to hear from you guys, obviously, at Cody Rourke NFL on Twitter, at Lockdown Broncos. I want to hear what you guys have to say about it. Obviously, don't forget, leave a 5-star review on iTunes telling us why you love Lockdown Broncos. What can I do? Message me on Twitter. Tweet me. What can I do to better amplify your experience of listening to Lockdown Broncos? What do you guys want to hear about more? What do you guys want to do more? How can we improve? You guys make the show, so I definitely take your feedback very seriously. I appreciate and love all of you listeners. Like I said, I got a lot of good things in the works here. We got some good stuff coming up here for the Locked On Broncos podcast and the Locked On NFL branch, but we are going to talk about the playoffs right now. So the first matchup I really want to talk about is Philadelphia against the Atlanta Falcons. Now, this is the game, outside of the Saints and Vikings game, in my opinion, I think is the most interesting matchup of all the NFL divisional rounds this week, and I'm going to tell you why here. Now, Matt Ryan played pretty well last week against the Los Angeles Rams. Okay, the Rams came into that game the number one ranked offense, the number one scoring offense in the National Football League. Well, it didn't matter as soon as the playoffs struck because the Atlanta Falcons defense was everywhere. Like I said, I'm very impressed with how disciplined they are under Marquand Manuel, defensive coordinator for the Falcons. They're very disciplined. They flow to the ball. Their defensive backs, man, Alford is unbelievable in coverage. He's phenomenal. He is my guy, in my opinion. I think, and obviously, Deion Jones can be some guys that can obviously cause a lot of havoc for opposing offenses. Now, I think the pressure in this game is really on the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, they've had some time. They've had a couple weeks to really kind of just rest up, game plan, and obviously have a whole week to prepare for the Atlanta Falcons. But my concern is having some extra time off, especially when playoffs comes, it can be a blessing and a curse. Obviously, it can be a blessing in terms of getting rest and getting some guys healthy, but it can also be a curse on the standpoint of sitting on your hands too long. Not having a game for a week can cause a lot of rust in certain areas. Now, the biggest example I want to use in the divisional round that always affects us, and I'm sorry if you become mad at me for this because it gives me nightmares, is the Broncos in 2012 and the Ravens. When the Ravens came in there, Denver obviously had a very good first half and obviously choked it out late. John Fox decided to take a knee. If John Fox could take a knee on defense or special teams, I'm sure he would. Now, the thing that we look at, obviously, on the defensive side of the ball for the Falcons is, like I said, they're aggressive. They do a very good job of disguising coverages and blitzes, and they're unique with it. They'll make you think that somebody's blitzing off the edge. He'll drop back into coverage, and they'll blitz a guy up the middle. They'll make a guy look like he's going to blitz up the middle. They'll drop a defensive end back into coverage, and it's just a lot of different stuff that tries to confuse the different offense. Now, for the Philadelphia Eagles, this is the recipe if they want to have a chance to win this game. Obviously, you have home field advantage being in Philadelphia. Now, the problem that you run into is Nick Foles. I don't think Nick Foles is a problem. My problem that I'm trying to digress here is that Nick Foles isn't Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz had a phenomenal year. Carson Wentz should be the NFL MVP this year, in my honest opinion, for what he did for the Philadelphia Eagles. He was a huge catalyst in their success this year. Now, Nick Foles, the pressure is going to be on Nick Foles, and I think that the coaching staff, Doug Peterson, has to do a very good job of taking the pressure off of Nick Foles by simply balancing the run and the pass. Now, if you try to have Nick Foles pass 30-plus times a game and you can't get the run game going, the Eagles are going to be in a little bit of trouble here, because that's exactly what the Atlanta Falcons did to Jared Goff and the Rams last week. They made Jared Goff throw the ball. They took Todd Gurley out of the equation in the running game. Well, now you have a combination at running back with obviously LeGarrette Blount and Jay Ajayi. You have to utilize that and obviously set up the pass out of the play action or the RPO stuff that we're seeing a lot more in the NFL, a lot more college-style offense, more RPO-type schemes. Now, Nick Foles is a guy who can play very well. We've seen Nick Foles throw 7 touchdowns in an NFL game before. Nick Foles is very talented, and I think he has the tools to be successful. Now, the question is, you don't want to put too much pressure on your quarterback here, especially when he's not your franchise quarterback. Set up the run, run early, run on first down. Every once in a while on first down, you could take a shot. But on first down, run the ball. Try to make it a 2nd and 5. Try to make it a 2nd and 3. If you get to a 3rd down, make sure it's a 3rd and 2 or a 3rd and 1. Those are very easily convertible for the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, if they find themselves down on a play where it's 1st and 10, they find themselves dropping back to pass, and if it's a 2nd and 10, or obviously it's a run and it loses yardage, you're find yourself in a 2nd and 11, 2nd and 13, or obviously penalties are a big hindrance in the NFL. More penalties, more holding calls, more illegal contact, illegal hands to the face have been called. You cannot find yourselves, if you're the Philadelphia Eagles, backed up in situations against this Atlanta Falcons defense. You have to make manageable downs efficient and effective. And I think they can do that. Obviously, running with LeGarrette Blount, Jay Ajayi, Nick Foles is a smart guy. Obviously, get some of your weapons involved. Zach Ertz will be healthy. Look at, obviously, Alshon Jeffrey on the outside, trying to match up. But I guarantee you, the Atlanta Falcons defense and secondary, they are there for real. And they're young, and they bring the wood. They bring the heat. They have hard-hitting safeties, hard-hitting corners, lockdown corners. They have a very good chance this year of getting back into the Super Bowl. Now, they have to come out here on the road, obviously going to Philadelphia. Hostile road environment. You have to play a very good game. Matt Ryan cannot turn the ball over. I thought Matt Ryan did fairly well last week going on the road in a hostile condition. You know, the Rams didn't really have any home field advantage. The Philadelphia crowd's going to be raucous and rowdy, and they're going to be loud all game. Now, Matt Ryan cannot be flustered. If Matt Ryan is hesitant or flustered, the Atlanta Falcons offense will struggle, and it will be put on the defense or special teams in order for the Falcons to win this game. Now, utilize your weapons. I love what the Falcons do with Julio Jones. They move him to the number 3 spot on wide receiver. They move him number 2 inside the slot, where he works against some more nickel corners or some inside linebackers. You draw some favorable matchups by moving him, making him a utility man. That's what makes the Atlanta Falcons deadly on offense. Then obviously you factor in Devontae Freeman and obviously Tevin Coleman in the run game. You have some very solid guys in that area. And Mohamed Sanu has been a big play guy in Atlanta ever since moving from Cincinnati to the Falcons. He's had a resurgence in his career. Matt Ryan, if he's effective, he doesn't turn the ball over, it's going to be hard to beat the Atlanta Falcons in the playoffs, in my honest opinion. They're on a redemption tour right now, and they got to figure it out. So that's definitely what you have to do. So I predict this game, if the Falcons can execute offensively, I think they win this game over the Philadelphia Eagles. I think the Philadelphia Eagles will make it interesting late. I think they'll have a chance for a game-winning drive, and obviously there's going to be an interception at the end of the game. I think the Atlanta Falcons go on to win this game here. Now, moving on to our Jacksonville game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is going to be a completely different game than it was week five, where Big Ben threw five interceptions and then contemplated retirement afterwards. I think that this game doesn't bode well for the Jacksonville Jaguars, and here's why. The Jaguars are a different team now than they were in week five. Offensively, they're not as good. Blake Bortles had a field day. Blake Bortles had several games this year where he was very productive, very efficient. Now, what we saw yesterday against the Buffalo Bills, a tough, stingy defense. The Steelers have a tough and stingy defense. It's going to be difficult for Blake Bortles to find open throws, especially, you know, depending on the health of Artie Burns, a cornerback who suffered a non-contact injury to his knee. They have some young guys in the secondary that are going to step up for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I expect them to bring the heat and obviously blitz Blake Bortles. Now, what the ends have to do, they have to do a very good job of keeping contained, because that's exactly where Blake Bortles hurt the Buffalo Bills last week, was with his legs. He ran for 80 yards, he threw for 80 yards. That's unbelievable. Blake Bortles, for crying out loud, and obviously Blake Bortles taking a lot of heat for his comparisons to LeBron James, saying that LeBron James is one of the most hated guys in the sports world, and he's the best player in the NBA, so he's kind of comparing himself in terms of the level of hatred that LeBron gets to what he gets, and it's just crazy, man. But I don't think that the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to lose this one. Antonio Brown's back and healthy. Martavis Bryant, Juju Smith-Schuster, and obviously Le'Veon Bell fully healthy with Big Ben. I think that the Steelers have this one in the bag easily. I think they win by at least two scores. They move on to face the New England Patriots in the AFC Championship. Now I'm getting to the Titans game. Remember the Titans. John Gruden said it best. He had the best catchphrase to obviously bring up the Remember the Titans reference in pregame against the Kansas City Chiefs, but the Chiefs kind of fell off. The Chiefs let that game get away. Marcus Mariota showed resiliency and showed a lot of growth and maturity in that game by rallying the team to come back. Now, the Tennessee Titans defense is a strong point for them. They are going to find success, especially if they could get to Tom Brady. Now, we'll see. We'll see if they can get to Tom Brady. They didn't get a lot of pressure on Alex Smith. Alex Smith had a very good game, and you have Chiefs fans burning his jersey in the parking lot or at their house after the game, in a game where Alex Smith didn't even lose you the game. That's the thing that makes me irrationally mad about sports. Now, I just don't think the Titans have enough firepower offensively to counteract what the Patriots have firepower-wise offensively on their side of the ball. Now, the Patriots' defense has played a lot more aggressive lately as the NFL regular season closed. They became a lot more disciplined, a lot more aggressive. They created a lot more turnovers, got a lot more sacks. I think that the Pittsburgh Steelers might pose the biggest threat to the New England Patriots. I just don't see the Tennessee Titans going into Foxborough and knocking out Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski, Danny Amendola, and obviously the divisional round. I think that the home field advantage speaks for itself in terms of what the Patriots have. But you never know. It's the National Football League. We can always be surprised. So several of you guys sent your takes telling me, well, this is how it's going to go. This is my hot take, and this is the Tennessee Titans are going to beat the New England Patriots. Okay, we'll see it, man. If you see it, you know, you must have some money invested over at mybookie.ag there, pal. We'll see. I just don't see it happening. I see an AFC Championship game between the Steelers and the Patriots. And then obviously we'll get to that next week. So I'm not going to talk about what ifs. I'm not going to get down the road here. Now, the other game that we have to look at, and this is the game that I'm excited about, the Saints and the Vikings game. Now, Minnesota has an opportunity. If they can win out and obviously win in the playoffs, they have the opportunity to play in the Super Bowl for the first time ever for a team that is hosting, the city that is hosting the Super Bowl, a team that plays there, gets to represent. They have a chance to do that. Now, it's going to be tough because you're going against a resilient veteran guy who's very cerebral in Drew Brees. Now, I went back and watched the game tape from the playoff game against the Panthers. Drew Brees was phenomenal. Drew Brees was laser-like. His precision, his focus was everywhere on the field. He connected with all of his weapons. Now, here's what I expect the Minnesota Vikings to do to try to counteract the New Orleans Saints offense. I guarantee you they're going to game plan to stop Mark Ingram and obviously Alvin Kamara. I think that's their game plan. They're going to try to make Drew Brees throw to his receivers to win the game, and I think that if they do that, well, you know what? It opens up opportunities for some of these young playmakers, obviously Thomas, to make some plays, and some other guys are going to have to step up. I truly, firmly believe that because Minnesota's defense is very aggressive. Now, I don't know who their quarterback's going to be. I'd anticipate we're going to see Case Keenum. I know there's some controversy over Sam Bradford or Teddy Bridgewater or Case Keenum heading into the playoffs, but I don't know about all that stuff right now. I really don't. You can check that over at Locked On Vikings, and we'll figure it out from there. But I think the thing that we really have to look at here is obviously Minnesota has a tough home crowd environment. I think it bodes well for them playing indoors, obviously. Drew Brees used to playing indoors. I think the favor when you look at it, this is going to be a game that comes down, in my opinion, to the final 2 minutes in the fourth quarter. I think this is going to be a where somebody kicks a field goal to win the game. I think it's going to be a tie game, and obviously you're going to have a field goal opportunity, or it's going to be a two-point game where a team's down, they kick a field goal to win by one. I think it's going to be a close game. I think that the Saints are going to advance to the NFC Championship against the Atlanta Falcons, which bodes well for a very interesting matchup. And we'll talk about that, obviously, next week here on Locked On Broncos with whatever Broncos news we have. So tweet me your picks. I want to know what your NFL divisional game picks are for this weekend. Tweet me at Cody Rourke NFL, at Locked On Broncos. I'm eager to hear what you guys have to say. I've gotten well over 100 responses today on my thread asking for people's hot takes, their picks for this weekend's games. Very excited. We'll see which ones come true, but obviously you can catch all the action over there at Cody Rourke NFL. Once again, I appreciate all you listeners that listen to the show. Tonight's show is brought to you by MyBookie.ag, the best premier sports book out there. Use promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% deposit bonus when you create and you sign up for an account today and you make your first deposit. They'll match you at 50%. So go check all that stuff out. If you have any questions, please tweet me at Cody Rourke NFL. Direct message me. If you have anything that you want to say, if you ever want to be on the show, let me know. We're going to have some guests here on the show here very shortly. Obviously, Sarah Bettinger, Predominantly Orange, is going to be a guy we're going to have on here as the Senior Bowl approaches and during Senior Bowl practice and after the Senior Bowl game. Very excited to talk about his experience over there, and we're going to talk a lot about it, obviously, as we wait for some Broncos news to rear its head. Sometimes no news is good news, but sometimes no news is also a pain in the tail for all of us that are sitting here waiting to figure out what we're going to, you know, do, and obviously how 2018 may go for the Denver Broncos. We're still sitting here waiting. I'll keep you posted. I'm talking to several of my sources right now, see if I can get anything interesting for you guys. But once again, thank you so much for listening. This is your host, Cody Rourke, saying good night and go Broncos.